This is Akash Vani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Wai Deilang Pariat. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today shared an article that highlights Meghalaya's remarkable transformation driven by tourism, youth empowerment, women-led self-help groups, initiatives like the PM Surya Ghar Muft Bijli Yojana and the Vibrant Village Program. Responding to a post by Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman on X, Mr. Modi said Meghalaya stands as a blueprint for a resilient and self-reliant India with strong government support and vibrant community spirit. Ahead of the monsoon session of Parliament, the government held an all-party meeting to ensure smooth functioning of both the Houses of Parliament yesterday. The meeting was convened by the government to seek cooperation from opposition parties for the smooth conduct of the session. Floor leaders of different political parties representing the Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha attended the meeting. Union Minister and Leader of the House in the Rajya Sabha, Jagat Prakash Nadda, chaired the meeting in which Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju, Ministers of State for Parliamentary Affairs Arjun Ram Meghwal and Dr. L. Murugan were present. Tripura Chief Minister Dr. Manik Saha has underscored the transformative nature of India's newly implemented criminal laws, describing them as victim-friendly, technology-driven, and committed to delivering timely justice. Addressing a workshop on investigation and prosecution under new criminal laws and the NDPS Act at Agartala, the Chief Minister highlighted key features of the Bharatiya Nyaya Sanhita, Bharatiya Nagarik Suraksha Sanhita, and Bharatiya Saksha Adhiniyam, which came into effect nationwide on the 1st of July last year. He said, these new criminal laws reflect a modern approach to justice, where victims are empowered and processes are streamlined. The Chief Minister reiterated that a victim can now file an FIR from any corner of the country using electronic communication without having to visit a police station physically. The annual 38-day Sri Amarnath Ji Yatra that commenced on the 3rd of this month is going on peacefully and seamlessly from the twin routes of Nunwan Pahalgam Base Camp in South Kashmir's Anantnag district and Baltal Base Camp in Central Kashmir's Gandharbal district. The Yatra will conclude on the 9th of August on the occasion of Raksha Bandhan. During the first 17 days of the 38-day Sri Amarnath Ji Yatra, the number of Yatris has surpassed the 3 lakh mark, who had darshan of Shiv Lingam at the holy cave till this evening. Yatris from across the country are satisfied with all the various arrangements and facilities besides the multi-tier security arrangements along the twin routes of Baltal and Pahalgam towards the holy cave. In a significant boost to Assam's dairy sector, Dr. Himanta Biswa Sarma, Chief Minister of Assam, yesterday participated in the Bhumi Pujan ceremony organized by the West Assam Milk Producers Cooperative Union Limited for the expansion of Purabi Dairy Plant at Panjabari, Guwahati. The upgraded facility will double the plant's milk processing capacity from 1.5 lakh litres per day to 3 lakh litres per day. Jogan Mohan, Minister of Cooperation, Government of Assam. Krishnendu Paul, Minister of Animal Husbandry and Veterinary, Government of Assam. Ravi Kota, Chief Secretary, Government of Assam. Dr. Minesh Shah, Chairman, National Dairy Development Board, and other dignitaries graced the occasion. In Meghalaya, the Village Health Council, Nusrat Village, in collaboration with Barato Police Outpost and with Lasken Community Health Center, conducted an awareness program at Nusrat Village in West Janta Hills on child marriage and the POXO Act to educate the community about the legal consequences and the importance of protecting children from abuse and early marriage. Police Sub-Inspector Wilfred Jala, Officer in Charge, Barato Police Outpost, addressed the gathering on the issues of early marriage and protection of children from Sexual Offences Act. With that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.